first of all, thank you very much, Madame François Bottirol, for your very stimulating, very interesting lecture. Yet, I want to say a few words about this topic. She criticized the new shoe theory, but I really understand that we should have a controversial opinions. I welcome the controversial opinions, welcome the critics. You know, as you know, China is not so democratic, but so far as the academic is concerned, we are very democratic. You can say anything, you can pose any proposals, it's no problem. I welcome, I thank you very much. Yeah. Really, I appreciate your critique, your presentation. And now, only a few words about my work. I wrote the article. You have the article in a special issue. I did not really think that the Liu Shu is really something we have to abide by. By working, but this is a basic point or a basic starting point, which give you stimulations. And so far, we have two categories, three categories, six categories, and so on. These categories are attempt to destroy the sixth category, but nothing has, no category has been widely accepted. Except Xu Shen's Liu Shu until now. Xu Shen has given very ambiguous definitions about his Liu Shu. One has, in his book, there are a lot of ambiguities. That's we know exactly, but there is no theory that can substitute Liu Shu theory until now. So this is not only in China, but basically all over the world, many scholars still use Liu Shu as a starting point to analyze the early writing systems. when I also started from the six categories, I proposed 12 categories for the cuneiform writing system, and not six, but 12 for the cuneiform, which also not comprises all the characters we have. Yet there are still characters which we cannot put in any of the categories. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.